Moonbase Theta out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast. Season 4, Episode 14, Never Stopped Saying I'm Sorry.
We're back with the Bellwether. And of course, I'm your host, Barnett Bell. This is part 2 of our investigation, which my producer titled Soy No Joy, The Tragedy on Moonbase Delta. A little bit of a groan after our unnamed medic's discovery at the end of part 1, but hey, anything that lightens the mood, considering. My report continues based on that medic's first-person account, as well as my own observations when I visited Delta during their shutdown sequence. It's taken until now to put the two together, as I was not allowed to conduct direct interviews during that visit. It says something, that I have more access to sources on the moon now that I'm back on Earth and no longer employed by a major media outlet. Our first part ended with two shocking discoveries. First, that the agent responsible for the epidemic came from Ensoyment brand food powder. We'll get into that in more detail in a moment. But the second discovery was even darker. That the stasis containment area included a number of personnel apparently being held in waiting, none of whom was on the official base roster. And by comparing their listed positions, seemed to be backups, as if someone knew about the calamity ahead of time, as if someone knew ahead of time that a number of the official crew were unlikely to survive. When the pieces came together, it revealed a plan so sinister that the medic was left psychologically reeling. They went through the following week in a daze, using their knowledge of the source of the infection to improve treatment, but only turning things around by continuing to work to exhaustion day and night. When Administrator Bahio, still recuperating himself, informed the medic that the base had been ordered into early shutdown, it must have seemed like a relief. To leave everything on his shoulders, a relief and probably the best move to eliminate the disease completely, to send everyone into a stasis and let things be sorted out on arrival at home. I can't imagine what it must have felt like to be awakened, again on the moon, mysteries unsolved. And until recently, unable to communicate with the world below to share their story. But now, their story is being shared. And after the break, I'll tell you about the steps I've taken to unravel the mysteries behind the tragedy on Base Delta. It starts with a deeper look into the consortium, the corporation managing operations on that base, and several others across the moon, and particularly involving a name you've heard from the recent zero-day catastrophes, David Julius Stevens. At that time, Stevens was both an officer of the consortium employed in Moonbase Management and also the driving force behind the rollout of the Ensoyment line of products. Think about that. I'll let it sink in while we break for a few sponsored messages.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
I don't know what you think that I can do that you can't.
It took them a day before they forwarded that message to the other bases. A futu day before I heard it. And knowing Roger, I'm sure I was at the end of that list. A day of Ashwini and their science bros making plans before I even knew we were under attack.
Under attack is just a bit premature,
I'm
officer.
Already fighting both sides of the moon thanks to our relationship. And now it's gonna be the Megas too. And... premature. You heard what they said. They're on their way back. Never mind the rest of the revolution. I'm betting they won't treat your friends too kindly after the shit you've pulled.
Enough, Officer Langwa.
And it's not like it's hard to find your fingerprints all over our personnel files. Mine and Michelle's both. Enough what?
Forgot the time delay again. Enough is enough. You think I got time to listen to you rant and rave? If they're coming after you up there, they're looking twice as hard for me down here.
Rant and rave?
My name is all over the news. I got that goddamn reporter fired, and she's still outing me all over her pocket cast, ruining the public face of my enterprise before I could give it a public face. My name and pictures are everywhere. I got team members defecting. None of them knew where I was headed, but that's just a matter of time. I'm surprised Monica Parker hasn't come crawling out of the woodwork at this point. I've been losing pieces all over the board, Maria. You're gonna have to keep things going up there by yourself just a little bit longer. Could you freshen this up a bit, darling? Darling? Oh, right, you're shut down for the thing.
Tumetong. So much for all the I can help with difficulties on that end. So much for we can both get what we want. I'm stuck holding the bag again. I've done nothing but keep things going by myself.
And that's my fault? You made that bed you're lying in. You set yourself up, you and a McGurk. Against the rest of the moon. You had your chance. You could have played it subtle, found the right ones, and built your own network. I still don't understand what happened with Adlai. And if that scientist is awake again, she could have been a resource.
My bed? My chance? What chance did I have when this place was already... Addy, do you know how many times I've called Base Theta and Addy picks up? They're working in the fucking comms room, my dude. They pick up as often as not, and every time they hang up again, that's your big hope. Addy! And how, pray tell, do I call and casually ask to talk to the traitor?
Where's your baby bro? Where's Michelle?
Like, that's not gonna raise any flags when they already don't.
Where's Michelle? The whole point was he would be your in on Base Theta. He's supposed to
now.
Be... the North Pole? Why the North Pole? He's not after my...
come back around to that. The way you sent him up here, unprepared, and then fucked him right over. But that's probably a better conversation for when you get here. You're still gonna get here, right? That's not something else that's changed without you telling me?
That's not gonna change. I need the moon now more than ever, but Maria, Officer Langwa, what's your brother doing at the North Pole? What's he after there?
Don't get me wrong. I'm far from done here. I've got Gamma, Eta... Alpha's gonna be my next step.
What the hell are you playing at? Stay back from Base Alpha, like I told you before. Let it be until I get
Maybe
there.
Maybe I don't mind so much that he went. I'll look forward to seeing what he runs across. Oh yeah? Maybe we'll let Alpha be. Maybe we'll go take a look together. When he gets back, with news from the pole.
God damn it, you're playing a dangerous...
Sorry, can't wait for you to reply. I need to keep things going here. Au revoir.
Don't you dare. How do I reconnect the call without... Damn it. Damn it! This will not stand, Officer Langwa. You can't change the rules this late into things. If I've got to fight you and the Megas to get where I'm going, That's how it's gonna be. If I have to fight you and the Megas and Barnett fucking Bell and the whole Pocket Cast network and Northern Africa and my own people. If I have to burn this whole system to the ground and start again, I'm gonna. I'm just gonna. Can I just get a goddamn cup of fresh coffee?
You remember that I'm still in the room, right?
Of course. Of course I knew that you've been in the room all this time.
Okay.
Okay.
So...
Look, whatever you needed when you came here...
You sent for me!
Getting back to the grindstone right now is gonna be more important. I need that rocket, Slipstream. I need that rocket. I need it ready to launch yesterday.
Yes, sir.
So go on. Get back out there. Go!
Shit. Oh, sorry. Pardon me. Sorry.
I'm here for that upgrade you requested.
Right on time.
I can take it down to the shop so the noise doesn't... you know?
No need. You can do the work right here. I've got everything ready for you.
Whatever you say.
Our program is brought to you by Planetwide Media, broadcasting everywhere on Earth and across the moon. Our spotlight sponsor tonight is Shadowfax Transportation Services NYC. Shadowfax, they're the lord of all handsomes.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Meld! Oh, God damn it! That doing them elders!
You know I can hear you cussing me out, right?
You can't prove that was about you! I'll be down in a minute.
I'll get the coffee on. Welcome back. You can take your helmet off. I've been breathing fine with those nanobot upgrades.
You know I didn't have to sleep in the rover.
Right, and then there's another quake and we both wind up trapped? I'm warming up to you, but not that much. And we've got shit to do. After everything you've been telling me, I'm ready to go crisscross and take Maria on myself. I miss having a lingua that I can punch.
That's not... it's not that bad, I think. And Trina's there.
Yeah, she sounds like a firecracker. And you say Zhang's been doing good work on your side.
He's done good work everywhere.
I probably owe him an apology. Or, like, 27. Anywho, I guess it's gonna be a while before that happens, unless he gets homesick for Theta.
Delta.
Jeez Louise. Michelle, did you forget your own home base?
No, but we're heading to Delta.
Look, I was kidding before. I need to get back and help our folks batten down the hatches. I've already been gone too long. Tumnus must be frantic.
You'll be able to talk to her from Base Delta. She spends more time on our side now than anything. You'll get to meet all the baby ACs while you heal up.
Oh, that whole thing has been working out okay? What did she name them? Never mind, Lingua. No more trying to distract me. I'm headed home to Moonbase Theta, and that's that. Nothing wrong with me that Doc Pacey can't fix.
Oh, Sam Wilder, I'm taking you to Delta if I've got to knock you out to get you there.
I'd like to see you give it a try, buddy. Just let me get to my goddamn feet, and I'll... Whoa, shit. I meant for that to happen. I fell right smack down on my tailbone.
What's going on with your arm?
I had to make a few failed repairs. She's just charging back up again. Ow, 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 ow. Mm.
The ACs actually named themselves after where they're from. Epsi, Delta, Beatty.
Beatty. Oh, somebody's got to tell the poor little guy.
We're on it.
Look, Michelle, after all the catching up last night, all the back and forth that's going on, the corporations looming over us, there's too much big stuff to deal with. I gotta go do my part.
You can do your part wherever you are. There is big stuff coming. I don't think it's gonna matter where you are on the moon when it happens. What matters is getting as ready as we can for the fight.
And you don't think Base Theta needs some getting ready?
I think you need to let the medics get you ready first.
All right. God damn it. You might have a point. I'll think on things a little. I'll have plenty of time for thinking while you haul me up and out of here.
Thanks. I've been looking forward to that.
You can handle it, tough guy. Here, try on the harness. If it's not sitting right, I'll need to make some adjustments.
Fine. Should I take off my pressure suit?
I'm going to let your brain catch up with what you just said.
Vas te faire foutre.
That's one heck of an attitude for the champion of the story. Hang on. You got it all twisted.
Let's start with the hero's journey crap again.
Turn around. Well, you're not the villain anymore. There. That's not too bad. And I'll fit right in, snug as a bug in a backpack. Now, take it off again. I'll fix it so the straps can't shift. I got all my stuff in a pile here. That's the pile beside the bigger pile. If you want to load it all into a cargo net.
Sure.
I can't deny you're a few steps further on with that journey, but miles to go, I figure. I mean, you've never even said you're sorry.
What?
You never really said you're sorry.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying.
I never said I'm sorry? How many times do you want me to say it? I started when I was barely awake again and you choked me out against that wall. I said it again when I went through therapy with Pacey, when I broke the encryption on those messages for Roger, when I volunteered to be the first one to go to the near side, and pretty much every day since then, including when I came up here to save your stranded ass. Fuck, Wilder, I've never stopped saying I'm sorry.
You may think those things count inside your head, but I was around for most of them, and I've never heard you say it. Not the real, right words, not understanding what you did. You said it to get people off your back, to push down your guilt, to get where you wanted to go. I ain't never heard you say I'm sorry because you were actually sorry.
God damn it! This is just why I wanted to stay half the moon away from you. Je ne sais pas pourquoi je peux pas mélanger ceci.
I think this is as tight as I'm going to get it. You're good to...
Look. There's no point in going back through all my history. You know the big stuff already. I've been a mess back on Earth. On Base Theta. Ask Maria, I'm still basically a mess. But there's nothing I regret as much as what happened before the shutdown. Including how I caught you up into it. Nessa was not my first time, but my first big time, and I wasn't ready to deal with it. I never really listened or treated her like a real person. I just... And then it was the same with you. Obviously not the same as... But you were just an obstacle to get out of the way, a problem to bypass. That's what I do. I get into a problem, I look for the easiest solution. To hell with the consequence. And the consequence was... What happened to you? What happened... to her? I'm trying to change things now. I'm trying to... change me. Because I'm guilty, yeah. Every day... Even with therapy, with pills, the guilt is so much it could drown me, but I'm changing because I wish I'd changed before I did those things. I wish I'd been a different person in time to... I am sorry, Walder.
Well, all right then. You are changing, Michelle. Look around. This is definitely not the easiest solution.
You've got that right. You're not bringing this big thing under the tarp? It'd be an extra trip.
No, that can stay. It's the weirdest thing. The other supplies almost make sense. The bots, the crappy food, the big secret comms repeater that got me out of this pickle. But who sends an admin console up to the north edge of nowhere?
Val did say in the end they were dragging half her inventory out the door. Maybe it was just a mistake.
Could be. Anywho, it's not good for much as is. I poked at it a little while I was waiting, but I couldn't get in. It's probably not set up yet.
Right. Probably.
You're into the damn thing already, aren't you?
Just a minute. I think it's the same security codes.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm in.
I'm in. What a hacker. Hang on. Ugh. Mm. Shove over. I want to see.
It's not doing anything yet.
Hold on a second.
Administration console? Moonbase IOTA?
The hell? There ain't no Moonbase IOTA.
Maybe it's some kind of training thing? A simulation or...
Click on there. No, there. Open that up.
I'm doing it.
Jumpin' Jiminy Cricket. That doesn't look like a simulation.
Construction plans, base layout, personnel files. You know, IOTA's the next letter after Theta.
Like, this was gonna be the next base they meant to build?
Someone meant to build it.
Are all the supply stashes set up like this?
How would I know?
It could be a big thing. A whole other moon base project.
Shit. This is gonna save some time. There's a map of every other supply stash.
Let me see that.
Wait till Val sees this. I mean, John's gonna be kinda upset.
Ow. I need to sit down again. You can save all that stuff off the console, right?
Sure.
You do that. I guess I better set up that comms rig one more time before we go. Eliza? Eliza, time to wake up, darling. There's work to do.
Sophia Benitez with a brutal dropkick combined with an absolutely blistering villanelle. The crowd was stunned by that quatrain, the longest silence I've heard in the Asuncion Stadium since that match back in 2087 at Los Escondidos, where Abregado used the same combination to decimate the home team. The repeating lines that match were...
Morning, Ralph.
Morning, Sam.
No rush. I'm happy to sit on this side. What'd I miss?
Abs-fucking-lutely nothing, amigue. Quiet night for once. I've been catching up on my pocket casts.
Anything good?
Whatever I can pull down. This was a slam play-by-play. I miss following the matches.
And I thought I heard something like that. You been playing cards in here? It's a regular den of iniquity.
Just some solitaire. Want me to deal you it?
I'm good. We used to play Sweka back before, you know, but it takes more people.
There was this night back in Sao Paulo. I lost my shoes at a game of Sweka. Literally my shoes. Had to walk home broke and barefoot. They were good loafers, too. Ostrich skin with this little silver buckle.
Did you ever play with Alex? Everyone fought to get him on their team.
A few times. He liked to pair up with Mati Sarah. There was a card sharp, all right? I've been playing since I was 6 years old. I still couldn't keep up.
Right. I heard about them. I'm sorry.
It sounds like they gave it all for the cause. It's a good way to go. Mierda, I can't keep my big mouth shut. They called him out on the podcast. He's still a big name after so long.
It'll be one hell of a retrospective after... So, 6 years old, huh?
My mom was kind of a bigwig. I spent a lot of time waiting on late dinners.
My last set of Fosters was like that, too. We mostly had to do for ourselves.
Leftovers while I stayed plugged into the sense around.
Sandwich in the backyard. I'd leave the lights on inside. It was harder to see the sky, but I could pretend someone was waiting.
Right.
Not to get caught up in the past. We've got plenty of strife right now. Any word on the base alpha thing?
McVett's on his way. They told the near side he was bringing back the big rover and then meeting up with folks about some kind of farm stuff. Then Jong, right? That's his name.
Yeah.
Jong's the only one over there who knows where he's really headed. They're gonna meet up and try to bust in. No Val, no Maria Langlois. They're gonna decide who to let in after they see what's there.
I can't believe these words are about to come out of my mouth, but I wish Michelle were there right now. He's the one everybody on that side could talk to. Things would be a lot simpler without all the secrets.
Yeah, right. I know what you mean.
Every time we try to hide things, it just comes back to bite us in the ass.
You've got a point there.
It used to be a big part of my job, and I started to feel worse and worse about it. Well, especially during the shutdown, I got into this mess where I was supposed to be spying on people, and it just... Alex was against me going back to work for the consortium. He saw it a long time before I did. It sucks to be in a position where you can't trust your friends. It's twice as bad to be the friend that shouldn't be trusted.
Okay, Roger! C'est que hable de me. You don't have to bring Alex into it. That's so not fair.
I know it's not fair. Better than anyone. But wait, what's going on?
Quit twisting the knife already.
I'm really not.
For real? Es en serio. Shit, Six. I shouldn't even have to... Shit. Mierda. Shit. Okay. You gotta know first that I haven't talked to anyone. Not since I got here. Not since before the rocket and payload and Alex. I haven't made a call. I've been... You've seen me. You know what I've been doing. Cierto?
Okay.
But at the same time, the thing is... look. You know what you were saying about how you got into a big mess during the shutdown? I might still... technically be in that kind of mess a couple of different ways, but again, no puedo dejar de repetir esto. I haven't talked to anyone since I got here.
I'm still not sure. Do you think the Megas are gonna come and get you? I mean, they're after all of us. I don't think it matters anymore that you...
Tonte de culo, Roger. That's what I'm doing here. That's why they sent me. I'm supposed to be the guy bringing things down from the inside. Right now.
Oh. Okay, shit. I think I ought to be on that side of the desk.
Sorry.
Okay, shit. Addy, this is... Why'd you tell me? Why not a Sweeney or a Jackson or somebody not me? I don't want to... You're not saying you're the reason the whole rocket happened like it did.
No. No, Roger. I guess my promises are crap now, but I promise. That was... I fixed things so I'd get a free ride. But the rest of it just happened. I wouldn't... Payload and Alex... I wouldn't. I don't even think it was the guy that I worked for, but I wouldn't.
I hope that's true.
I'll tell you everything, all about it. It's the guy. The same one as Dr. Day, the same one as Maria, maybe. I know nobody knows for sure, but I've been dodging her calls just in case. And also my mom, a little... I've... kind of been a double agent.
For the coolness factor, I'm guessing.
You got me. But look, I'm picking your side, right? I'll tell you everything. I'll help any way I can. I've been helping.
I don't even know what to do with this. It's not like I'm going to call security on you.
Whatever has to happen now happens. I just needed to get it out. To you.
Thank you.
Oh, hey.
Jackson, hey, good to see you.
Hi. I wondered if you had opinions on...
You might want to hold off on asking for opinions.
Okay.
Yeah, Jackson, amigo. I guess I ought to tell you that I'm kind of a spy. I mean, not anymore. Hand to my heart, I'm not, but I was. I'm supposed to be.
Well, there it is.
I thought you might be.
Really?
Really?
Just made sense. But it made sense that you'd change, too. I wasn't worried.
Shit, man, that makes one of us.
This is the strangest confession I've ever been a part of.
What are you gonna do?
We should talk to Ashwini, but I wondered if either of you had opinions on Keesh.
Keesh?
Hey, espionage is one thing, but Keesh is serious business.
I'm positive about Keesh.
You can come help in the kitchen. Roger, you're okay in here?
I guess I'm okay.
I'll be back, if they let me.
Addy, you swear that the rocket and Alex.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit, a call. That's gotta be Wilder. Hello, Wilder.
And Michelle, though he's busy hacking the mainframe.
They didn't leave yet?
No, we didn't leave yet. But I swear, we got a really good reason.
Whew, damn, it's chilly in here. Maybe my nanobots will activate. Okay, which one did I plug into last time? I think that does it. Hello? Is this thing-
Trina, I hear you! Hi! Are you doing okay?
Let's take our time getting into what's okay. Anything new from your end? Maria's still not telling me anything. Have you heard from Michelle?
Secondhand. He found Wilder, and they're heading back soon.
Thank gods for that.
They're heading straight to Base Delta, which doesn't sound good. Roger didn't tell me why, or for which one of them, or if it was serious.
I guess they've got a lot to keep together on their side.
We've got a lot over here, and with things the way they are, all the important calls are going through them. I feel like we're only getting half of every story.
It might not be on purpose. Let's face it. Even our shit can be too much to tell. They don't know what it's been like with Maria.
And without Michelle.
They don't seem to mind that as much. I'm glad he came to our side.
How are things with security over there?
Val, I'm just about at the end of my rope. I've been trying to keep it low-key, you know. But she's getting on nerves I didn't even know I had. The way she leaves her dishes in the kitchen is stressing me out. Don't just leave your bowl sitting dirty on the counter. But that's because I promised to hold off on the big stuff, and that's not my style. She's been back and forth to Base Ada a couple of times. I followed her on the last run, but she leaves McGurk out front so I can't sneak in. At least he didn't see me.
That's not good. I mean, she's the one who said, stay away from Ada, because it's the comms hub. If she's there, she must be talking to someone.
That's what I figure.
Keegan keeps saying they're gonna check it out on their own. That, and Base Alpha.
Alpha's gotta be locked down pretty tight. But Ada is tempting.
What do you think?
We probably only get one chance. I don't know. Maybe check back in with Roger and them? Get their take?
I'm lucky to get their take on farming the way the last few calls have gone. It's so frustrating! Trina, I need them to talk to me. I need information. Information is inventory!
I'm with you, it's just... things feel precarious. Like, any false move could bring it all down.
But what if the waiting is that false move?
You said Michelle's on his way back, right? And Wilder. That's a big in with Theta. I'm sure we can get better answers then.
Maybe that will get Zhang to leave Base Beta, too. We can get everybody in one room, face to face.
You're already planning the hors d'oeuvres, aren't you?
Well, I can't trust you. You told me what supplies you sent with Monsieur Langlois.
I didn't do that. That was...
McGurk!
I better go. So, we're gonna hold in place until Michelle gets back?
As best we can. I hope he hurries.
Serena!
Me too, Val. Me too.
Today's episode featured Danielle Ellett, DJ Silvis, Glory Duda, Robin Howell, Kat Blackard, Cass McPhee, Tina Daniels, Lehman Kessler, Joni LaFond, Caroline Minx, Cole Burkhart, Alicia Atkins, and Rissa Montañez. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chakowski. Looking for more great audio fiction? Instead of a show, we're going to point you toward a newsletter. The End. Curating completed fiction podcasts for your listening pleasure. Find them at theend.fyi to subscribe.
Our executive producers are Sarah Mueller and Becca B., and our associate producers are Marty Chidorek, June Madeley, Timothy Lagrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. Today's shout-out is for Denise Chiquito. Thank you guys so much for your support and helping and trusting us to bring this story to life. We love what we've done with it, and we can't wait for you guys to hear all the work the cast and crew has put in. And we hope you love it as much as we do.
And speaking of your support, everything helps, from leaving us a great review and subscribing on your podcast app of choice to sharing your feelings with us on Twitter and telling your friends about our show. For behind-the-scenes updates and early access to every episode, we would love to have you join us on Patreon. Visit us at monkeymanproductions.com to learn more, and to visit our store if you need an ensoyment sticker or a t-shirt featuring your favorite doggos. But beyond all of that, we are so glad that you're listening and sharing in this story with us. Thank you. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, hey, friends, it's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. You don't know me, but I'm going to introduce you to Dungeons & Dragons, where I play D&D with my friends, and they're going to become your friends, because
you're going to love us so much. I mean, maybe you won't love us, but we'll love you.
Let me give you a taste of the show in 42 seconds. Let's go!
You must have a flask?
He's anything. Got a satchel.
That's the most disappointed way I've ever heard anyone say the word satchel.
Cost. How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
For 1 hour.
It's concentration, so if you do another concentration spell...
It's abjuration, you doink.
It's concentration.
I mean, that sounds like exactly the sort of person you should probably tell your friends about. The kind that are there and say, like, weird, mysterious things and then just disappear?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
Also, he had three eyes.
Oh!
We're having this rager. I mean, Lich Astley and the Magic Missiles is going to be playing later tonight.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you. What else do I need to tell you? We're Dungeons & Dragons. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at dumbdragons.com. We can't wait to adventure with you!